We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's going on, Bulls Nation? Welcome in to CHGO Bulls postgame, coming to you live from our studios here in West Loop, downtown Chicago. I am Peck, Bulls underscore Peck, Big Day, bow, B-A-W-L Sports. Our pal producer on the controls is Joyce Mathis. He's at Joyce Mathis. We're CHGO underscore Bulls. Our guy, Will the Goat, will join us later in tonight's postgame from the UC, where we just watched the Bulls narrowly escape what would have been a horrible loss. It's a win.
It's a win. Bulls win. Again. Bulls win. For Matt. Bulls win.
For voting overtime.
Bulls win.
And for yourself, Joe.
Bulls win.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. How thrilling. How thrilling to have another clutch game. The Bulls just continue to pile up their positive win-loss record in clutch games. Mm-hmm. Their clutch game net rating. Mm-hmm. Oh, such wonderful stuff. 110-107 was the final. That got dicey. That got dicey, Dave. I don't know how you feel. We watched the Bulls just kind of,
you say it all the time, they play with their food a little bit.
Yeah. They led by as many as 16. They had a 15-point lead early in the fourth quarter. And we saw something happen that we've seen happen before.
Yeah.
Which is that DeMar subbed out for a short fourth quarter rest.
Yeah.
And the offense went to shit without him.
Yeah.
On the floor.
Yeah.
Especially in these games recently without Kobe. And then you're asking a non-DeMar, non-Kobe offense to generate good looks. And just like that, poof, the Bulls' lead was down to four.
Yeah, first of all, Kobe will be back next game. I don't have any inside information on that. That's just me saying that.
That's
Kobe,
not reporting.
Yeah, that's not reporting. That's just me saying stuff. Like, I think he'll be back next game. Second, yeah, that's exactly what happened. I mean, he went out the game and the Bulls forgot how to play basketball. And got it down to the clutch part and made it interesting. Like, he's playing with their food, playing around. We talked about playing down to the competition. The Bulls continue to do those things, and I don't know why, but they got the win, which was very, very key, which was very big for them to get that win so they could at least try to get back to 500. I believe they're a game outside of 500 right now.
They are now 34-35 after that win.
They're a game out of 500. But, yeah, it would have been a bad loss for sure. It would have been a ridiculous loss, not because of the team that they played, but of how they would have lost that game. It would have been a truly bad one. But DeMar, Vooch, and Io kind of saved the day.
Shout out to Jason Ashland, who we mentioned in the pregame, might be making an appearance.
I told you, yeah, baby.
I can smell the 500 now, baby. It's gonna happen. Fish saying Mount 500. I believe I heard Stacy on the call towards the end of that game say, you know, would be a tremendous accomplishment to see this team get back to 500 if they find a way to beat the Rockets on Thursday. I would disagree. I would not call that a tremendous accomplishment. I would call that mediocre.
Ant says one game away from that vegan burger.
Never promised that. Never made that bet to anyone.
It's in the ether now, man. Like, the people just going to believe it. That's what it is.
Yeah, well, those people who can believe it and also be disappointed when it doesn't happen.
Oh, tune in, you ladies and gentlemen. Tune in that next game, Bull versus Ravens.
Chase Nash saying, we're literally winning games. Shout out Rob Lowe. With Lonzo, Zach, P. Will, Kobe, Julian Phillips, all hurt, four starters and a top bench guy, and our former leading scorer all out. Pretty impressive. I wouldn't call Julian Phillips, as much as I love him, a top bench guy. I think it's a bit of a reach.
It is definitely
a reach. The Bulls have been playing shorthanded all season. So if you're trying to make the comparison, like, oh, hey, like, should the Bulls have needed this much effort to beat that Blazers team that was, as we covered in pregame, as shorthanded as they are right now? No Brogdon, no Shaedon Sharpe, no Jeremy Grant tonight. Obviously, Robert Williams lost for the season. Also just look at their record.
Yeah.
There's a Blazers team with 19 wins.
Yeah.
You're playing on your home floor. Yeah, you don't have Kobe tonight. Okay. But you've been getting used to playing without Zach and P. Will for a while now. Lonzo's not even on the radar.
No.
As far as talking about the players and pieces you have and the ones you don't. They came into this season ruling him out for the full season.
They did.
You can't list Lonzo when you're giving credit to the Bulls for playing shorthanded. I think it still just it boils down to what we saw in the second half of that game, which was at times the Bulls pulling away, and credit a lot to Io for the Bulls and the way that they started to pull away in that third quarter.
Yes.
And then what happened in the fourth quarter when DeMar tries to get a little bit of a rest, which is that the offense goes haywire.
Yeah.
You know, a few plays, enough plays fall their way. Caruso gets the foul on Anthony Simons before he can get that three up on their second to last possession, and thank goodness, because he knocked that three down.
Buried it.
But, you know, and Caruso split a pair. DeMar steps to the line, knocks them both down. Okay, you did just enough. And then, that last one, Anthony Simons on their final possession, just barely, when you saw the slow-mo replay on the broadcast, just barely does not get that last three off in time. And that thing went halfway down and then spun out. We could be watching OT right now.
Yeah. I don't think I was worried about them losing the game. Of course, I was like, this shouldn't be close or anything like that, but I never felt like they were going to lose it. Simons, like you said, you mentioned, great decision by Caruso getting that foul. Also, great defense by Torrey Craig on the inbounds, because he really played defense on Simons to not let him get that ball where he wanted it and forced him to take the shot late.
Yeah.
So that was great. A great job. You know, he still almost hit that bucket. Almost does not count, ladies and gentlemen. But the Bulls walk away with this victory. Like DeMar going off the floor, all I keep thinking of is a parent who has a lot of kids and, you know, kids are tripping. And then they finally get the kid to settle down. And then the parent sits down for a second to close their eyes and relax. And then as soon as they open their eyes, everything's exploded because the kids are just running wild and rampant. You know what I mean? Toilets overflowing, you know, drawing on the walls, just all kinds of craziness going on, man. And he's like, all right, got to get up and be a parent. Ain't allowed to rest. Got to get up and be a parent again, man. And that's kind of been what he's been doing all season long, man. Been saving this young Bulls team's hiney time after time. This is why he is right now in the running to be clutch player of the year for these kind of moments, man.
Yeah, I mean, that and when he had was here, fried rice, the guy was saying, Dave just described my life. I saw something similar when I FaceTimed with my sister yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you saw it too?
Two little kids, two dogs, cats, just literally playing tag in a circle around the house.
And then Matt picked up a Coors Light and put his feet up. It was like,
sure did. Have fun with that, sis. Yes, clutch DeMar. Clutch DeMar and you know, enough plays. That one final possession that ended in that crazy little Vooch, you know, mini hook from the baseline started by looking like it was about to be a turnover.
Yeah.
DeMar tried to make the entry pass, kind of put it like low and in between Vooch's legs.
Yeah.
It looked like Vooch was about to let that ball slip out of his control. He scrambles. He finds his way back into possession, takes a couple of pivot steps, and just kind of flips in a little shot to give the Bulls a little bit of a breathing room and push the lead back up to three. They made just enough plays to get that win. So yeah. I guess credit to them for that. If I'm taking a positive away from this game, it is not the fact that fourth quarter turned into a clutch fourth quarter when it didn't need to be.
Okay.
I would say that I am
scorning them for that because I think that that's embarrassing.
Okay.
I credit the way they played and primarily the way Io played in the third quarter to build that lead. Io was doing everything in that third quarter.
He was.
He was flying all over the floor playing defense. He was initiating transition opportunities as an outlet passer, as a guy leading the break in transition and then dishing, or just saying, F y'all, Blazers, you can't guard me in transition. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get back. I'm going to beat you to the rack, and I might get myself an and one out of it.
Yeah.
We saw him do that last thing multiple times in the third quarter alone.
Yes.
And then there were other transition opportunities where he was just flying down the floor and then kicking it out. And then you saw, I think, like the pinnacle of that third quarter run or one of their third quarter runs was Io just blitzkrieging in transition. Kicked it out to the corner, and then you had a swing pass to Javon, I think, who knocked down the three. Yes. It was either Javon or Caruso.
Yes.
But it was just brilliance that was all set up from Io Dosunmu saying, I am insisting that we kick up the pace at which we are playing by like five notches right now.
Yeah, yeah. He insisted that's what it was going to be. He set the standard of what it should be. And shout out to Steven for saying nice things about us, man. It says, Matt and Big Dave, best Bulls post on the planet.
Hey,
shout out to you, Steven. Good looking
out. Hit that like button.
We appreciate that very, very much, man. But yeah, man, like you have to raise the level of team. Like we talked about with the young guys, you know, DeMar can't do it all by himself. On a team full of kids, like you look to one of the children to be like, hey, I need some help. And Io has stepped up and stepped in. After the first game where he kind of struggled a little bit,
right,
he has been just stellar ever since, man. We saw the 34-point performance last time. This time, the 23 points and the 10 assists, the 9 of 17 shooting. I love the 6 attempts from 3. He had 2 of them. I love the fact that he took 6 assists. I love the fact that he got to the free throw line 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a plus 12 with 2 turnovers with those 10 assists. And you saw it where he was doing it where he likes to do it, which is in transition.
Right.
Which is on the move the entire game. His best assist came when he was in transition. They were, oh, that pretty one he threw back to Vooch.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was sexy and sassy.
Yeah.
We quite enjoyed that one very much.
How about like a competent Bulls fast break? Unlike the 3-on-1 fast break they had in the fourth quarter when the wheels were falling off.
3-on-1. And everybody went to the 3-point line. Yeah, analytics. Everybody went to the 3-point line and said, well, what do we do now? Well, you're a terrible 3-point shooting team and you need a bucket at that time. You don't go for the 3, you go to the bucket. Somebody, please, why'd they stop? Frustrating. That was very, very frustrating to watch, and you almost lost the game because of that kind of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And please don't do that again. Not when it's 3-on-1 and you're not the Warriors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go to bucket, get 2. But Io did play very, very well. I like the way he's just stepping into this role and kind of owning this role and making it his own. He's not trying to do what Kobe does.
Right.
You know, he's just being his game a little more magnified. And this is the Io I talked about rookie year that I was hoping to see, was a guy who can do both of these things. A guy who can be that off-ball guard and play the 2, but a guy when called upon can also be the point guard that you need in certain situations. And it was certain situations where things need to be settled down. Certain situations where they were running a fast break and somebody had to set it up properly.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one to do those things, to get the steal, to get the run out, to be the man to go to the corner, to continue to put the pressure on the defense because he's attacking.
Mm-hmm.
It was great, man. Like Io is really just becoming really, really, truly awesome. And one of the best contracts in the league is what it's looking like, man, for real.
That's true. Plenty of Bulls fans in the comments chiming in with their thoughts on Io and his game tonight. Hit that like button if you're hanging out with us. We appreciate you. Fish saying, Io's looked better than I thought he would while Kobe's been out. And as you said, like after that first Rocky game, which I think was their second Clippers loss, right?
I believe so, yes.
Was the first game Kobe missed. And yes, okay, it's context. It's the Wizards and the Blazers. But you pointed out his 10 assists to 2 turnovers tonight. You couple that with his performance in the win over the Wizards on Saturday, and that's 19 assists to just 3 turnovers in his last 2 games, leading this team's offense while Kobe's been out. That's huge. Connor saying, Io's been absolutely phenomenal, completely blown away every expectation I had for him this season. Massive credit to him. Amari Green saying, Io, MP Dosunmu. Most MIP? Most improved? Is that what you mean?
I don't know.
Or Io Matt Pectisumu, because we're secretly brothers.
Io Matt Pect.
And referring to Io's transition stuff, especially that third quarter where he dominated, say, letting the young Bulls run. D-Loss-O, Io, Chicago's very own. Gio saying, Io should be in the top six players for most improved player, having a very nice season. Mm-hmm. Ed Tech saying, Io for most improved player. There's a lot of Io for most improved in the comments going on, y'all. What's up, Bulls Nation?
All right.
We were sitting here like a few weeks ago being like, could Kobe legit like win the most improved player award? And I was
give
like,
it to
no,
Io.
It's Io.
I love y'all.
I think I actually saw somebody in pregame say the most recent odds for Kobe are plus 135. Ooh. To win most improved player, most improved player of the year.
All right, all right.
Getting there, baby. Ben getting Dean's there. And get Io back in the stew.
Yes, in the studio.
Oh, I was like a beef stew.
I love how he looked directly at me. Like, come on, help me out there, man. I know you know.
We're talking about a stroganoff of some kind. What's going on here?
Just doing my job.
I don't know. Young people / cool people lingo.
Back. I'm here for you, Matt.
Get back in the stew.
Back in the stew, baby. Back in the stew. What up, Ben Dean?
Yeah. What's up, Ben Dean? Mike, meanwhile, saying next year, Io MIP. Mm. So consecutive years. Kobe wins it this year, then Io wins it next season.
Yeah.
How about that?
I think that'd be awesome.
Also, but like, you know, Io's been putting up some numbers. Also, did you see the stats the broadcast had? His by month stats this season? Mm-hmm. Points, field goal percentage, 3-point attempts.
Yes.
It's like, and assists per game.
Yes.
Month by month, Io's just been rocketing up his numbers.
Getting
I love
better,
it.
Getting better. All right, let's take this break. Man.
Let's do it. Let's take our first break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about tonight's win over the Blazers. We'll talk to Will the Goat. And, of course, it's a win, so.
You see it.
The belt is there.
It's there.
It's there. Post game tonight brought to you by our friends at Ray Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Ray. Are you in the market for a new vehicle? If you are, we've got great news.
Okay.
Our partner Ray Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fox Lake, Dave, you know, big fan.
My guy.
Celebrating the Jeep celebration event all month long.
All month.
You know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to rave about their savings on a wide selection of inventory. Ooh. For a limited time, lease a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo Altitude for $439 a month. That's it.
I like it.
For 39 months.
I like it.
$439 a month for 39 months. That is an amazing deal.
It's pretty good.
If that Grand Cherokee isn't big enough for you, check out the third row and lease a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited L for $479 a month for 39 months. Ooh. At Ray CDJR, you're always able to shop one of Chicagoland's largest inventories and drive home with more money in your pocket than you'd expect, thanks to, we've told you about it before, that raised price promise.
Oh.
That means the price you see online on their website is the price you'll pay when you go to the dealership and say, hey, saw this car for this price. Love this car. Love this price. Can I have it, please? And they will say yes.
Yes.
The raised price promise. If anything, they'll find you even more savings and you'll pay a lower price.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not all. Just for listening, you can get a free oil change when you mention CHGO at the service center or mention CHGO when you book online at RayCDJR/service. Mm-hmm. But you have to schedule before April 1st.
Yes.
April Fool's Day. Chillo. So you, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, you've got to check out the team at Ray Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram because they are the only team we here at THGO recommend. Visit them today on Route 12 in Fox Lake. For more information, visit RayCDJR in Fox Lake or RayCDJR.com. Serving the community since 1963.
Nothing wrong with that. You know what? Y'all wouldn't know this. This guy right here. He likes to chill.
I do.
He likes to relax. Now, see, that's what you usually see. Okay, it's still in the shot, too. This is a guy, this is what you usually see. It's a guy full of rage, full of anger.
Rejected by James.
Hard working, all right? This man works hard.
Thank you, sir.
All right? But he also is angers hard. But because he does all those things hard, he chills even harder. And what does he use to chill?
That course.
That's what he does, man.
At the very second.
Oh, whether it's his team that's stressing him out.
All the time.
No, that's a better one. Or just life in general.
Hit the gap. Hit it to the gap.
Things can feel a little bit chaotic. That's why Coors Light helps you find moments to chill all year long. Look at the hat in that Coors Light bucket. That's why he was getting used to it, because that bucket was there. He was getting that elbow ratio right. He was just getting it together. Don't worry.
I appreciate the Coors Light gave me a hat bucket.
Oh, yes. They
used to just stack them up, on the side table. Mm-hmm. Now they have their own bucket.
And now they're easy to boom, boom. Mm. Doom, boom. You know what I'm saying? That man is serious about it, all
Doom,
right?
Boom.
You like that one?
Doom, boom.
So, man, dog, you know what? When the mountains turn blue, y'all know I love it when they turn blue, because you see it right now.
Blue, baby.
Frosty cold. Blue. That's when you know it, man. It's cold as the Rockies. Cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged for smoother finish. When it's time to chill, open a Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment, crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. So when it's time to chill, that's what I'm going to be grabbing, and that's definitely what he's going to grab, that Coors Light ice cold. And you can get it delivered straight to your door via Instacart. How lucky are you to be alive at this time?
Pretty darn lucky.
Where you can get awesome cold beer sent to you and you don't have to leave. Oh, what a time to be alive. My goodness, man. Get it through Instacart, CoorsLight.com/CHGO basketball. That's CoorsLight.com/CHGO basketball. Coors Light. Oh, chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
I'm so chill.
I like how somebody said my leg looks like a turkey leg. Yes, look at that deliciousness. You know what I thought of immediately with the episode of Seinfeld when Kramer was like facing himself and
turns into a turkey.
Yeah, and then Newman just started, was like stirring him in the hot tub with the stew. He just wanted to eat him. That's what I thought of immediately, man. But I'm glad you are mesmerized by the gams, baby. Ham hocks, turkeys, whatever they are. They amazing. Look at it.
Never not memorized. Mesmerized by the game.
That's right. Keep your eyes on it. Keep your eyes on them, baby. They right there.
It's the other reason I need to regularly rely on Coors Light to chill. I need to lower my body temp because I just got gams and quaff just staring at me all day, every day, every week.
It's my favorite cop show.
Raising my blood pressure.
It's my favorite cop show.
Get gams and quaff.
Girls, quaff! You let another case go through.
Taking the beat to the street.
Give me girls and quaff in the office now.
One last great thought here from Connor in the comments about the game Io had tonight, and then we can shift to a new topic. Connor said, it's cool that the Bulls have two young combo guards that I feel completely comfortable with playing on and off ball together. Really excited to see what the backcourt can look like fully developed. And as you mentioned about Io's contract specifically, when you're talking about Io and Kobe, the contracts they signed last summer.
Steals.
And look, maybe we don't feel like AK and Eversley deserve a lion's share of credit for the fact that it looks like Kobe and Io have turned themselves into players who are going to be on what are now bargain team-friendly deals. Maybe they deserve some credit.
You do right, but you deserve credit.
Most of the credit goes to Kobe and Io for taking these steps in their game. No. And as a Bulls fan, regardless of debating who gets the credit for it, you can be happy about the fact that these two guys, who might end up being your starting backcourt of the future starting next season, are looking very promising. They play well together, and they are on great contracts.
Yeah, I have no problem giving credit where it's due. They did something good in signing those two young men, especially Io specifically. We all knew Kobe was going to re-sign, and we had an idea about what he was going to get, you know, as far as his money. The one that we didn't know about was Io, because with the signing of Javon Carter coming back, with Caruso already being there, we were like, well, where is he going to play? He might be out of here. Another team might give him an offer, and he might be gone. I remember the Nets were getting involved about getting out of Sumu. The Bulls signed Io, and my goodness, what a brilliant signing it's turning out to be, because you literally have found your backcourt of the future, as my man just mentioned, man. Like, and for a steal of a price on both of those young men, which allows you, if you want, to actually go out and get other players, because you'll have money saved right there to do those things. But to have that backcourt solidified with these guys who are barely in their 20s right now, man, is I mean, a lot of teams don't have that, you know? And so I have to give them credit for not only having talent there, but under really good deals. I got to give them that credit.
Omi Josh in the comments saying, this must be what developing young players looks like. Yeah.
It was nice, right?
Someone tell the Bears.
Oh, my goodness.
Shout out also to Cap of the Great, who said, for Dame to drive all the way to watch the Bulls, must mean Milwaukee must be really, really boring.
You weren't lying, bro.
What did I say?
Yeah. I said, where
are you? Oh, Dame's here? I was like, well, yeah, Milwaukee's not that far away, and I'd rather be in Chicago than Milwaukee.
Yeah, man. And he told you he was very lonely. He said it. He's very open about it. He was like, I'm very lonely here in Milwaukee, man. I'm away from my family. I'm away from my friends who are all back in Portland. Like, this is all new to me. So, yes, to combat that, why not go see that team that you used to play for who is an hour away, and you know the Bulls have open tickets right there for you, man. So,
yeah.
I'm glad he was out there to watch, man. It was honestly kind of cool for me to see that.
Shout out to our friend C-Red UK, who said, checking in to give the thumbs up. Hey. Need sleep before work. Goon of the night, Drummond, did as usual, lost a tooth. I did see a tweet about that when Drum exited the game late in the fourth when Billy was riding the two big man lineup out there to combat the fact that they had Aiden and whatever that hell their backup big's name was. Reith?
Yeah. Shazam. Yes.
D. Reither. Then he exited, and apparently Drummond is like on his way or has already arrived to a local dentist right now because he's either getting a teeth pulled or a teeth fixed and altered or replaced or something. On that topic, Mike Alley-Oop saying, how does Drummond only play 13 minutes tonight? He was awesome down low. Are you referring to the Drummond who was, what, 2 of 10?
Yeah, man.
Two of 10.
Yeah. He awesome is not the word I would use to describe.
And look, dude, he did his usual thing, crashing the boards. He had 7 offensive rebounds tonight.
That's amazing.
Love
that's
that.
Awesome. We love that stuff.
He also missed 8 shots from within 3 feet of the basket.
He also pushed DeAndre Ayton for no good reason and almost gave that game right back to
the have been him committing an intentional foul because that is right when he checked out. I think he knew that he screwed up his teeth.
Yes.
And needed to get subbed out because that's when that push on Drummond happened.
Yeah.
Or that push on Ayton happened.
You're right. And it was super random and out of nowhere. Your point is valid, but that's not the way to do it is all I'm saying. Because they almost lost that game. But luckily, the next play down was DeMar DeRozan going to the bucket, getting the and-one, and them tying it up. But we saw the play where it happened, where that Reith guy, he hit him right in the face.
Yep.
No foul call. They didn't call anything on that. And he even dropped the ball. And we were like, what is he doing? Why isn't he getting the ball? And then he was like, yeah, because my tooth is in my hand. Right. That's why I'm not getting the basketball right here. So hopefully he gets that straight. I'm sure he will. Can't mess with the golden smile, man. Got to be right.
Ant said he thought it was his nose ring. Is he still playing with the nose ring in this season?
I don't know, but he sure was for a minute.
I know that when he first was suiting him up when he joined the Bulls, I was like, he still plays with the nose ring in. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is
crazy. I feel like I haven't noticed it this season.
He did a couple games, though.
He did?
Has.
Okay.
He absolutely has. I haven't seen it since the All-Star break. I think things kind of got more serious. He was going to put it to the side.
It's one of those things where you're like, why?
Yeah.
Like, what? If you get smacked in the face.
Like you did tonight.
Like you did tonight. Like, okay, you got hit in the mouth instead of the nose. But you get hit in the nose while you're wearing a nose ring. Yeah. I just feel like that could amplify the problem.
Yeah, man, seriously. I just hope he gets it straight and he doesn't have to miss any time. Because they can't afford anybody else to be out, man. So get your two straight, Drummond. Take these next couple days off. Come on back for the Rockets.
Speaking of Bulls bench players, let's briefly touch on one of our new fan favorites, owner Al Batum.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I just saw his name in the comments. Mike saying, Batum looked like a more athletic I'm guessing you meant to say Bellinelli there? Bennernelli?
Whoa.
Sorry if I misspelled that. You did. If you mean Marco Bellinelli, you misspelled it. You're missing some L's. And you have too many N's.
And I disagree. But shout out to you. No, I don't see a Marco Bellinelli out there in him or a more athletic Bellinelli at all. Bellinelli was seriously good and super legit. And one of the reasons the Bulls had that good season, remember, he came in and played point guard position. He had never played in the NBA. and was thriving for the Chicago Bulls.
Connor just said Billy was a certified sniper.
Yeah, man. Like, he was legit.
You remember his game winner against Boston?
Dude, I'm looking at it in my head right now. Like, yes. Just
falling down, somehow miraculously gets the shot off.
Cash, dog. No, he was solid. Anywhere he went, Bellinelli was very, very solid. But Tim has more work to do to get to that level. I like the fact Billy is trusting him. He's starting to put some real faith in him. Mm-hmm. He got away with one on the other end of the floor when he had his hands up.
Yeah.
And that was a foul. Even Stacey was like, nah, bro, that's a foul. They just didn't call that one. And then Caruso, you know, where the weather is, man, the weather is, huh? You know, he was running a little slow down there and got fouled. But Tim is being solid. But I need him more three-point shots. I just need more. He was 1 of 3.
1 of 3 tonight.
And that was cool. But I need more shots. I need more attempts from him, man.
Yeah.
And his release, we talked about before just how slow his release is.
Yeah.
But we still need more shots from him. But I'm not going to take away from him. He was solid.
He was. Connor saying that Batum reminds him of Nocioni. He's not Tasmanian devil the way the Nocioni was.
He's not
yet. But I will give him credit, and I pointed this out. He drew another offensive foul on an illegal screen tonight.
Yeah.
But Tim did. Late in the game.
Yeah.
Key possession for the Blazers. He drew an illegal screen. And he's done that like 3 or 4 times now by my count. Which, when you're talking about like, okay, this guy can shoot, can he play defense?
Yeah.
Showing us stuff like that leads me to believe that he has the potential to actually be a guy you can play real minutes, not just get out there for 10 minutes and see if you can get open a few times for taking threes minutes.
That part.
Real minutes.
Yeah. And Billy's giving him opportunity to play though, because he's playing in the clutch right there.
So. Well, I've seen a compiling amount of respectable examples of respectable defense being played by Batum
in
this
that.
Stretch of games.
Great way to say
which
that.
Is a promising thing to see.
Yes, yes.
All right, let's take a second quick ad break. We will come back. I heard a jingle. That means we got Will the Goat waiting on the other line.
Jingle jangle.
The Goat Talk line. Mm-hmm. We will come right back with him after these friendly words from our sponsors. While we're doing that, you know what to do. Hit the like button. Do it for our friend Joey. Do it for his twin brother, Troll Joe.
Movie in the works.
Post game tonight brought to you by our friends at Circus Sportsbook, who offer those tight money line splits and use that low hold model. Always striving to have their starting odds on any NBA game spreads, point total over unders, player props, whatever else you're betting on at -110. Unlike a lot of other sports books these days who have pushed those to 115 or 120 for no reason. No reason other than stealing your value and keeping it in their pocket instead of sharing it with yours. Circa also keeps as little money as possible on those large market bets like NBA season-long awards, NBA playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
If you know who's going to the finals, if you know who's winning the Larry O'Brien Trophy this season, if you know who's winning Clutch Player of the Year this season, DeMar DeRozan.
Hello.
The best place to get the best value on those kinds of bets is at Circa. They also don't limit players based on their winnings. Every player has the same limit, unlike other sports books who limit their players on hot streaks. They encourage bettors to download and explore not only, of course, their own Circa Sports Illinois app, but any app you want. They know you have options when it comes to sports betting and sports betting apps these days. They're confident that more often than not, you will find better user experience, better value, better gameplay, and they know you'll find the best customer service at Circa.
Mm.
Real people behind that Circa Sports brand who resolve any issues you might have with their app in a timely fashion, unlike those other sports bettors, most of whom use the dreaded chatbots who are good for nothing jagoffs. All aspects of the app are being run by the same team that run the main Circa Sportsbook and at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Download that Circus Sports Illinois app at circusports.com/Illinois-app to sign up today. Be on the lookout for their watch parties, events, and tailgates. Big event up at Circa Waukegan. CHGO Bears guys hosting the show there. Cody and Braggers are going to do a Big Ten CHGO show there on the first day of March Madness on Thursday. Check it out if you're in the area, if you want to go hang out there. If you or someone you know may have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Text GAMB to 833-234 or visit areyoureallywinning.com.
Troll Joe, what time is it?
It's time out.
You shouldn't have to worry when buying your tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets to all your sports, music, comedy, and theater events nearest you with Last minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying those tickets. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the starting event and even an hour after it starts. It is not the place, loser. It is the place to find last minute seats. Find exclusive flash deals on sponsored deals on tickets for football, hockey, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and so much more. And with zone deals, you pick the section, Game Time will do the selecting for an average savings of 18%. Whew. And the Game Time guarantee, it means you will always, I mean always, get the best price. So why don't you just go ahead and take that guesswork out of buying those tickets and get down with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use that code CHGO, get yourself $20 off your first purchase.
Terms apply.
That's CHGO. Get yourself $20 off your first purchase.
Terms apply.
Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guarantee. Because Matthew Peck, would you mind telling me what's up with it? Get out. What happened on the second one, Joe?
That's why it's the goat.
Joining us from that Goat Talk hotline, live from the United Center, it's our guy, Will the Goat. Follow him for all of his Bulls reporting and updates, Will_Gottlieb.
That is insane.
AllCHGO.com is where you can read all of his great stuff on the Bulls.
He can't help himself.
Goat, good to talk to you, buddy. Good to see you. First of all, what can you tell us? I saw a tweet. People were talking about it in the chat. Sounded like when he left that game late in the fourth, when Billy was trying to use the Twin Towers effect with Vooch and Drummond, Drummond had some sort of facial tooth issue. What's going on with Drum?
That's pretty much as close to it as I can say. He had a facial tooth issue. I think he got like swiped across the face or something. There were not any specifics to just try to avoid saying the wrong thing. But basically, there was some sort of a tooth thing that he needs to go get fixed. And so he was not able to talk to the media tonight. It seems like he's just got to get some dental work done, but it does not seem like it's going to be too long of a thing, although it did look pretty painful.
Let me ask you about Ayo Dosunmu, because he had another game where the Bulls were actually, you know, kind of leaning and relying on him to, like, run the point guard position and carry them offensively and did a really solid job defensively when they needed him to. Do you credit this, what you're seeing from Ayo, more so to the skill that he kind of is developing into, or are you giving more credit to the confidence? Like, was that skill already there and he just needed the confidence to bring it out?
I mean, it's a good question. I think that's, it's all probably tied together a little bit. I think opportunity is another big one. Like, I mean, you're missing Kobe, you're missing Zach, you're missing Patrick. A lot of guys that have the ball in their hands a lot are now out of the rotation entirely. And so the Bulls need someone to put some downhill pressure on the rim, draw help, create closeout opportunities for everybody else. And that's something that Billy has been talking a lot about the last couple of games, is just like, we need to get that sort of consistent aggression from Ayo. And again, it's the same thing with Patrick. It's not just like about Patrick, you know, catching the ball, shooting it every single time, attacking the rim. Like, it's about making the right play quickly and decisively, getting downhill, creating an advantage, and then keeping that advantage alive when he sprays it out to Caruso or to Torrey Craig or whoever it is on the perimeter. So I think he has just gotten a lot better at attacking the closeouts. I think that's a skill that he has really developed. I've written about it a couple of times over the course of the year, that he's just gotten a lot better at playing off of guys. And now the fact that there's just not a lot of perimeter creation, he's got to be the one that does it. And so he's got the speed, he's got the downhill ability to put pressure on the rim, draw help and kick it out or finish himself. And I think you're just seeing a guy go from, you know, that 2-for-11 game against the Clippers a couple nights ago to 34 points and 9 assists against the Wizards last night, and another 30-point game, 10 assist game tonight. So just really, you know, there's always going to be challenges that guys like struggle with reaching another hurdle in their progression, or, you know, testing their abilities in some way. And I feel like the fact that, you know, both Ayo and Billy, and I wrote this after last game, kind of talked about how they were a little bit disappointed with the way that he played against the Clippers when they really needed somebody to generate some offense for them. And to come back and bounce back with multiple 30-point games is just like, a testament, one, to his growth and his ability to, his just natural ability to do that. But two, I think the confidence you're talking about, the opportunity, now he's ready to make the most of it. And the Bulls need it. Like, they really need that right now. So otherwise, it's just like feeding Vooch and Drummond in the post, or it's relying so heavily on DeMar, even though he's already playing 41 minutes. Like, they need another guy to create that advantage, and Io's really stepping up.
Will, I'm guessing that you noticed what I noticed, because you're smarter than I am, which is, speaking of DeMar and the 40 minutes played, that when Billy tried to get DeMar that little mini break in the fourth quarter, that's when that Bulls lead evaporated. Whether it's DeMar trying to get a break and trying to get some kind of good looks generated in this Bulls offense now without Kobe and DeMar getting his limited breaks throughout the course of any night. And then also when DeMar came back in, because Billy was like, uh-oh, this isn't going well. DeMar, I hope you enjoyed your 80 seconds of rest. Get back out there. Then the Blazers, as you would probably expect them to, started throwing all kinds of traps and doubles at DeMar as the fourth quarter progressed. And he dutifully passed out of them and made the right reads. His teammates missed shots when he passed out of those double teams. What did you take away from that fourth quarter and the way it transpired in a way that was sort of ominous and familiar?
Yeah, I mean, this is really like the story of this team. The narrative behind the way that they've played this year is like they're either down by 20 and they come back and make it a clutch game, win or lose, or they're up by 10 and they give up 8 points and make it a clutch game and win or lose. And so they've definitely got some experience with it. I think they all feel pretty comfortable in these moments now, having been in them so much. They know what works and what doesn't, how to stay with the things that work and how to avoid the things that don't. And I think a lot of it just comes down to like understanding. I asked this to Alex after the game, you know, he basically just said like, you know, it comes down to knowing what play you want to run, executing it, and knowing how they're going to defend it so that you can make the right play out of it. And I think they've just gotten a lot of experience with that. And then just having a guy like DeMar who can make the right play time in, time out, whether he gets a 3-point play to, you know, ice the game, or whether he makes the right pass to Vooch in the post with a mismatch and he can make the right shot. So I think, you know, as we've talked about, just like DeMar's steady hand in those situations, I think, you know, I don't think anybody actually takes it for granted, whether they're watching the Bulls carefully or a part of the team, but they definitely appreciate it. And I mean, it just comes out in different forms every night, depending on how they're guarding him. But the fact that he can handle any of it that's thrown at him and come out ahead, I mean, it's just a testament to who he is, how smart he is, how careful he is, how thoughtful he is, and how he can just bend the opponent to his will because he knows how to make the right play.
Well, I wanted to get your opinion on what you're seeing from on route, but Tim, he is really getting clutch minutes these last few games. What did he play tonight? 25 minutes tonight, 9 points and 4 rebounds. I and I'm sure Matt and most of Bulls Nation wanted to see him because of the 3-point shot, but that can't be the reason that he's in, the only reason that he's in at those clutch moments. What is it that Billy is seeing that is allowing him to put Batum out there in those situations?
Again, I think a lot of it has to just do with the fact that the rotation is so thin right now. He's getting that opportunity. But to your point, he's really taking advantage. I think Billy said a couple of times that he has played in high-level games in Europe. It's not like he's an 18-year-old that, you know, came straight from high school or, like, you know, played half a season for some college team and then started doing draft workouts and never really played. I mean, he's been playing real basketball for quite some time. He's a little bit older. I think he's 23 years old, as opposed to some of these really teenager, you know, young type of rookies. And so he's got some experience. I think the skill set is really useful to this team, as we've talked about for years now. Like, they really need 3-point shooting. They really need floor spacing, and they need people that are willing to hunt those shots and get them up. He's willing to do that. And I think he just kind of understands where to be for the most part. Like, his positional defensive awareness is really good for somebody that's played like 12 games in their NBA career. So I think he's just been really solid, and I think he's got a lot of room to grow. A couple of moments here and there where, you know, looking for a smarter play or a better shot or whatever it may be, but that's like the case with every player in the league. So I like what I've seen from him. I think Billy's liked it too, enough to keep him in the rotation. But being a 6'6", 6'7" wing who can be in the right spots defensively and really shoot the ball doesn't hurt either.
Will, anything else you can tell us about Alex Caruso's brief exit and then return? We saw him hobble off to the locker room within the first minute of this game. He did come back and come back in and play, and then ended up playing over 30 minutes. Was it the toe that had him on the injury report leading up to tonight's game? It looked like maybe it was not a toe, but an ankle. What can you tell us about Caruso and his status moving forward?
Yeah, he said he stepped on Aiden. I don't know if he stepped on his foot or something, but rolled his ankle, wanted to get it taped up, and was able to come back out there. But he really looked like he was in pain. I was sitting like right on the tunnel above where they walk into their locker room, so I could kind of see some frustration and some pain coming from him. But obviously he was able to wrap it up and feel it. But I've got 2 days off here before they head to Houston on Thursday night, so hopefully he has time to get that back in order. And like these NBA teams nowadays, it's insane how much they can like make a sprained ankle go away in like 2 days. I mean, if you or I were to go play pickup hoops and roll our ankle, we'd be out for like 2 weeks. But these guys are like, I mean, they just have incredible resources. They know how to deal with this stuff. So hopefully it's not a longer term thing, although you always have to worry about him and this team when it comes to feet and lower limbs.
I'm sorry, is the Bulls medical staff included in that general? These guys in the NBA have all this great...
You would be surprised.
Okay. Yeah. Just speaking for Bulls fans, I feel like we wouldn't necessarily take that as a given.
Will, obviously, win tonight for the Bulls. So before you go, sir, and tend to that beautiful mane that you call the quaff, please, who is your goon of the night?
I think I'm going to go Drummond. Just kind of a hilarious stat line from him, 2 of 10 from the field with 9 points and 11 rebounds. But the I think it was in the second quarter, maybe the first quarter, where he had like a putback and he just bodied somebody and dunked on them. And then it was like a smaller wing or a guard or something. And then he went over and found Duop Reith, who was guarding him, and mean mugged in his face too. So I just thought that was a very hilarious Drummond moment. And also, obviously, getting a pretty gnarly injury there. So hopefully he's all good. But yeah, goon of the night, Andre Drummond.
Nice. Solid choice. Bulls fans, be sure to read everything our guy Will DeGoat writes. Cover the Bulls. AllCSUO.com is where you can find all of his writing. And if you aren't already, sign up to become a diehard so you get the best of the best, including that GOAT 101 newsletter. GOAT, we appreciate you, buddy. Enjoy the night. Get home safe. We will talk to you soon.
See you guys.
Yes, sir.
Will underscore Gottlieb.
That's him.
The GOAT.
Joey,
hit it.
Empire Today brings you Goon of the Night, because at Empire Today, all they do is floors, 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 no matter what. 588-2300 pack
Empire
Today.
Whee.
Oh, it's all shined up and nice. Two straight wins for the Bulls. So that means two Goons of the Night. Matt Peck, we will start with you. Who is your Goon of the Night? I am very interested.
I have to go Io, man.
Ooh.
I mean, I have to go Io.
Damn, Joey slamming his anger.
Troll Joe.
I have to go Io. He followed up a career-high 34 with 23. You know, he started hot, kind of cooled off, finished 9 of 17, which, you know, still shooting near 50% from the field.
Yes.
And again, the 10 dimes to 2 turnovers.
Yes.
A game after 9 dimes and 1 turnover. But again, and I know I harped on it earlier in tonight's show, it's because I thought it was the best and most important thing about tonight's game. Mm. Io owned that third quarter.
Yeah.
And he owned it with his transition offense, his decision-making, and the speed attached to his decision-making.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Plus, the way he is getting so good at finishing through contact and finishing at the rim. All of it. I love all of it.
Yeah.
Io, I think, is the reason why the Bulls were in a position to hang on and win this game.
That's not a lie.
And he literally just was out there saying, hey, Blazers, I can run faster than you.
Yes.
And I loved it.
Yes, it was great. Really good. Joey Spathis, when you get your thing together, because the anger was swirling about. Please tell us, your goon.
Joe's not happy that I picked him.
He was not. Not
Saturday,
at all.
Matt said Io, and I also said Io.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I am going to say Io again.
Whoa. Okay. All right.
Because he just deserves it so much.
Mm.
He just deserves it
so
much.
Pick your own shit, Joe.
It's not even about tonight. It's about tonight was just the final, you know, the nail in the coffin. It was it was the straw that broke the goon's back tonight. Because he's just been such a goon all season. And at one point I heard Dave just go, God, this guy Io, man, like he's just consistent and he's a rock and he's really doing it every single night. And so the double double is what I guess it'll officially go for, but yes. it's been a long time coming for him.
Mm.
I would assume.
Excellent pick from both you guys.
Glad I unmuted the mic for that one.
I am proud of you. I'm proud of you, sir.
Are you sure we did?
It's called growth. It's called growth, Joey. It's called growth. Well, that means it's here. Goon of the night. Joey. Shall go.
Bang.
To Iced Cuffy.
Oh, get out of here.
Iced Cuffy wins goon of the night. Yes! What a rookie season Iced Cuffy is having. One of the greatest rookie seasons in the history of the Dunkin' races. We have never seen anybody. We've never seen anybody come out of nowhere to go where. Then going around that track constantly and winning. Came in and said, I'm the best. Don't care that I'm a rookie. Don't care I ain't been here before. I'm here now. My time is now. Like Ice Cuffy is John Cena out here. Shout out Ice Cuffy for coming in and winning these races and taking it from everybody. Cuffy Coffee, Bagel, Dashing Donuts, all of them. Ice Cuffy said, I am the one, you will respect me, and you will love it. Ice Cuffy, goon of the night.
I've never been more angry and in disagreement with a goon of the night selection than I am right now.
Yes!
I am.
This makes me happy.
Furious.
Matt is so mad at Ice Cuffy.
Clearly rigged.
How is this rigged?
Stealing wins from the true champion of champions, who we all know has always been Cuppy Coffee.
Well, Matt, like anything, times change. You can't be on top forever.
Sure.
No one stays at the top forever.
Yes. And
new
and
blood in here.
Good for the Bulls and Dunkin' Donuts for trying to make up for thousands of years of gender inequality by making the female iced cuppy coffee beverage the winner every damn home game this season.
Oh, they can just win.
We've come so far. Thank goodness they let the new female character of Dunkin' Donuts get all the wins. Because that'll make up for all the horrible ways in which women continue to be treated in this country.
First of all, that is bull. Just walked in and won. What is wrong with winning? Nobody questioned when Cuppy Coffee out here winning. Nobody questioned when Dashing Donut walk in winning. Nobody questioned when the bagel winning. But here come Ice Cuffy swaggering in with that caramel skin. Looking all smooth and cool, and everybody like, well, what is he doing? He clearly on the juice. Clearly there's something real going on. Absolutely not. Winners win, and she out there winning and deserves this belt. I wish I could hand it to her, and we could go out and hang out and have a bunch of beverages together. Shout out. That's right, Connor. The dawn of a new era, and you better respect Cuppy Coffee Iced. Baby, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So Ice Cuffy out here.
So dumb.
Oh, it's shout so out. Dumb. Like having a Derrick Rose rookie season.
Congratulations on Ice all the W's.
Having a Derrick
Rose. I just hope Ice Cuffy can get a safe and legal abortion if she needs one, all right?
My. Okay. All right.
All right. But no, let's make sure she wins the Dunkin' Donuts. All right. Race.
Now we're going too far here. We're talking about Dunkin' races. All right.
I'm saying they're making strides and efforts in the wrong, meaningless ways.
I'm saying there's nothing wrong with Ice Cuffy being better than everybody else just because they're good. What's wrong with them being good? What's wrong with them being good? Yeah, Julia said, oh, Matt, yeah. Get your boy, Julia.
Call him like I see him, folks.
Get your boy.
Call him like I
see
him.
Well, get some new glasses. Get some new glasses.
I'm just saying.
Oh, please.
Let the race fall as it may.
It is falling as it may.
It is not.
Ice Cuffy is winning. Not. Ice Cuffy is winning.
They are clearly.
All these years.
They are clearly propping up her win total the first season she's been introduced as a new character.
So you're saying next season she won't do this?
I don't know.
Okay, so what's she going to say next season when she wins?
Will the fix still be in next season?
So there's no pleasing you. There will always be a fix in on her. She winning next year, it's a fix. Next year, it's a fix. Oh, no, there's no pleasing you because Cuffy Coffee always did it. So that's how it's got to be. Always did it. There ain't no change. Get out of here with that. Ice Cuffy is here. You just gonna have to deal with it. Deal with the greatness of Ice Cuffy. Oh, I love you so. Yes, this is your belt, Goon of the Night. I love these discussions.
Hey, Dan, just you're an making open, it seem like, honest discourse.
What'd you say, Joe?
About the thing, by the way, I see the most passionate Goon of the Night Big Dave has ever presented, Connor. Also, there's no denying that for this blasé bull season mm-hmm. and the fans that show up and keep that United Center packed every night, the loudest that building gets mm-hmm. is for the frickin' Dunkin' Donuts race.
He's been at that for years, though.
And I'm not saying that to be some cynical asshole.
What's wrong with you?
It's true. We've been what in the United Center. We hear.
What is wrong?
People go crazy for this Dunkin' race.
Yes, they get, and it's awesome. It's always been awesome since I was a short day with doing it. It's always been fun. You know what I mean? It's always been awesome, man. So, yeah, I'm glad they introduced it. I wonder if they introduced something else new. You know what I mean? From the Dunkin' menu. Let's see what they could do. I don't know what else they got at Dunkin'. You know what I mean?
Hash browns? They need a hash brown character.
Hash brown? Oh, actually, I can see
Dunkin'
that.
Hash browns are good.
I can see that.
But yeah, it'd be weird because their hash browns are like a bunch of little ones. So it'd be like a bag of small hash browns.
Well, just make one of them. You know what I mean? Just make one.
It would be a weird shape, but sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it'll fit right in. I don't think it'll have a problem fitting in this race out here, man. Straight up and down. Straight up, man. Shout out. Oh, this was fun. Look, this was fun, man.
No expert said, hell yeah, Dunkin's mini hashes.
Oh, yeah.
Is this something
that's the mini hash brown
I'm not familiar with?
The mini hash browns are good. Joe's right. He is right.
I never do breakfast like foods at either coffee shops or fast food joints.
Not like in Starbucks or nothing like that. Just always just the coffee.
I've tried the Starbucks like, you know, pre-made like English muffin sandwiches or bagel sandwiches or whatever that they just like reheat in the toaster for you.
Yeah.
Not a big fan.
Okay.
If I'm desperate, if I'm like, I need calories now, sure, I'll choke one down, but I don't think they're particularly good.
Sarah says, I always go for the pink frosted sprinkled donut. Julia says they're very, very good. So, yeah, there's some love there. We trust Joey's tummy.
Yeah, the hash browns are really good. Munchkins are also great.
Can't Munchkins, with, you know, man, what a thing.
25 Munchkins assorted. Yes. That hits.
I used to think Munchkins was just the biggest deal in the world. Like, you're getting how much time. For what? You know, I was a child.
Yeah. So I was
like, you're getting how much?
Dude, what?
For how much? Give me 50. You get 50? And that's all I got to pay? We going to eat forever. Diabetes, what's that?
Pat, you never go with like a McGriddle?
No, I don't go to fast food joints. Other than if I'm on a road trip.
What do you mean? We've had Taco Bell together like
Do I ever eat Taco Bell breakfast? Hell no.
Well, that is also a mistake.
Wow.
The breakfast country.
It's a mistake to
glorious.
Choose not to start my day with diarrhea?
Whoa, Jason Asher says, Quick Trip's meatloaf dinner is phenomenal. You gotta try it.
Yeah,
I do love
Jason Ashland is also bragging about the Bulls being 18-17 at home this season after that win tonight.
Oh, man, the meatloaf.
Wow, 18-17 and a meatloaf from a Quick Trip.
I wonder what you do, Jason Ashland.
Talk about setting your life standards bar
real low.
Going on, man. This something going. So usually no bagel, no nothing. Just straight up coffee.
Coffee and granola bar.
And granola bar, okay.
Or granola bar and or apple.
If I am okay.
And
up
my coffee,
early
and that's
enough,
how I start my day.
Okay.
If I'm up early enough to take advantage of a McDonald's breakfast, and it makes sense for me to do so, I will rarely not do that. At an airport, McDonald's breakfast every time.
Every time. What you going for?
McGriddle. Probably two McGriddles, honestly.
Like, probably eight McGriddles.
Right. Why he say that too? Like we was gonna judge him.
Like we're gonna judge him.
No, because I was thinking McGriddle.
You saw
sometimes
me unhinge my jaw and shove a big beef in it the other day, right?
Yeah. Sometimes McMuffin. But yeah. Hash browns also good at McDonald's.
Hash browns, McDonald's. I haven't eaten McDonald's in a very long time. But yeah.
Chick-fil-A's got good breakfast. Chicken minis, really good.
Okay, that's what they're saying here, the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, the chicken.
Egg white sandwich and granola bar.
Dude, the chicken minis. The Chick-fil-A chicken minis are really good. They're one of the best. They're a goated fast food item.
That's a sandwich or what is
no,
the chicken
it's
mini?
Like, they're like chicken nuggets, but on like a little like honey like roll almost. Like almost like mini finger sandwiches sort of.
Interesting.
But they are very good. Very
how many
good.
You get?
10, count of 10 usually.
10
that means
sandwich?
That means 30.
or four.
Joey.
Why does 10 mean 30?
Because you were like, well, I get one McGriddle.
When you said
okay,
one,
I get two McGriddles. Two.
We didn't believe you.
Okay,
we thought
I get
that
eight
meant
McGriddles.
Like eight.
Okay, yeah, sure. No, but they come in packs of 10. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
That's right, man.
I'm glad I attended.
I'll get back to this Bulls real quick. I did see Sal Garcon say it is time to keep talking about Daylon Terry. So he wanted some Daylon Terry talk.
You want to?
Sure.
I know that you were really upset he didn't get that lob on that one fast break in the first half.
He was calling for it, begging for it.
I have knocked down the three.
That's why
so,
you can't
you
be
were
mad.
Immediately like, okay, complaint withdrawn.
Yeah.
But
can't be mad at that. He hit the three. That's fine. But it just would have been really cool to see is why I wanted it so bad. But Daylon Terry, 15 minutes, did as usual. Filled up the stat sheet. 5 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and a block. But the 1 of 4 from the 3-point line is about what you expect.
Yeah.
The 2 of 7 is about what you expect. But yeah, he's obviously still got a lot to work on. He's got things to put together, but he always makes an impact when he's out there on the floor. I love when he starts in the transition.
Yeah.
Getting those steals and starting those transition baskets for guys like Ayo is always fun to watch him do.
And, you know, we talked about him a little bit on our Saturday post game after he made some really solid plays and some strong-minded plays, I think, especially in transition.
Yeah.
In that win against the Wizards. Obviously, we're getting more minutes recently with the lack of availability between,
yeah,
you know, not only Pat going down, now Kobe missing time.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we'll see with Julian Phillips if yeah. Phillips actually comes back and plays before this season's over.
Yeah.
And I saw somebody, I think, asking in the comments earlier, any update on Julian Phillips. I did not see any updates from Billy on Julian Phillips tonight. They said, what, on Saturday, he's going to be out for 2 weeks. So okay. If he's out for 2 weeks, he's out for 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'm guessing we won't get an update on him maybe for another week or so.
Yeah.
But if Julian does come back and play before the season ends, I'll be curious to see where Billy goes as far as minutes between him and Daylon.
Yeah.
Because they've been kind of going back and forth.
Yes.
Where Billy's looking between those two young guys. Mm-hmm. Sometimes this season he pointed to Daylon first, sometimes to Julian first. Before Julian got hurt, he had gone back to bringing Julian in off the yeah. bench before Daylon.
Absolutely right.
So we'll see what happens.
It definitely felt like he chose him. It was like, I'm rolling with you. Especially, mm-hmm. I think it makes more sense in his mind to do it. Because, you know, missing Patrick Williams, you need the wing help.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to need somebody come in for Torrey Craig, you know what I'm saying, and give him some rest, man. So, I get it. But now you're in a position you got to play Daylon, and he's got to provide, and he's got to pay dividends for you, man. And just continuing to fill the stat sheet and doing those things is the best thing he can do. Hitting the three from the corner where mm-hmm. he's used to hitting them. I love to see the percentages on that because I'm sure it's his best percentage without a doubt is shooting from the corner. But, yeah, man, like, he's doing what he can. It's got to slow down for him, though. Sal Garcon said it's starting to. I don't think it's starting to yet. I still think he's still going a little faster in his head than what's going on the floor. But when he's in transition, when he's in open court.
Yeah.
Man, he's something, man. He's something in the open court. Those passes are sweet. He knows where to be and what to do. It's about the half court, though. He's got to get that part of his game going, and that just comes with time.
Colin saying Dalen will eventually win seventh man of the year, the new award that hasn't been invented yet. Ghost saying Dalen is like a Dunkin' bagel. It's fine if you have nothing else, but pretty much anything is better. Ouch, that's cold.
Slap.
Meanwhile, also people chiming in on the, you know, 2 weeks for Julian Phillips comment saying, okay. Wesley saying, it's that old 2 week treat, followed by out for season. Jason Ashley, 2 weeks injured in Chicago time is 2 months. Mm. Isn't it depressing that that's how we always just kind of like shrug and nod and in agreement that that's the case? That's Sandy. Fun. Gio, meanwhile, wants to see Kobe, Io, and Dalen in a 100 meter sprint.
Oh, okay.
Like a race, 100 meter race.
Okay.
That's a tough call.
That is a tough call right there.
I want to lean Io right now just because I saw him sprinting circles around those fools tonight. Dalen, I feel like, might have the longest stride.
Yeah.
Wiry as hell.
Yeah, and definitely won't quit.
Just kidding. None of them would win. Iced Cuppy would win.
Oh, Lord. Joe just looked like, why do I have to pick these up again?
Late entry into the race.
Yes, Joe's like, again. Oh, man. Oh.
I have a problem. And it's this guy most of the time. We are off tomorrow, as are the Bulls. The Bulls are off Wednesday before going and playing the Rockets down in Houston Thursday, but we will have a Wednesday show for y'all at 1 p.m. Yeah. We're going to do a nice little midday, early afternoon show on Wednesday, 1 p.m. Central Time.
Did you guys see the Anthony Edwards dunk?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Very crazy.
Very nasty.
Very crazy. Was it crazier than his block that he had like a couple weeks ago?
I think it may have been.
The one where he hit his head.
I'm going to say no. It's still
that
crazy.
That block was insane.
This was a physical feat of like superhumans.
The feats of strength.
That's what Anthony Edwards does.
That's what he does. He
feats of superhuman strength.
Feats of strength.
Reminder, follow our guy, Will the Goat, Will_Gottlieb. AllCSShow.com is where you can find his writing and coverage of the Bulls. Shout out and thanks to our producer, Joe, and his twin brother, Troll. You can follow them on Twitter. They got a joint account at Joey Spathis. Still haven't created the Troll Joey Twitter account.
And it will not
Hello,
be
Bulls Nation.
That's right.
We look to you.
That's right.
Someone make a Troll Joey
account. Oh.
Big David's at Pow, BNWGO Sports on Bulls _Peck. We're CHO_Bulls. Hit that like button, as our friend Joe told you to do. Like Spike on your way out. Have a great rest of your night. Have a great Tuesday. We will talk to you on Wednesday. Until then, see you right. Be good.
Ice Cuppy.
Get out of here.
Peace.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.